All right, so we are at the bottom of Tzadi Gimel Amun Aleph, Fechein Shlosha Shehitilu Bat HaTudas. So the last case that the Mishnah talked about was three people. The Mishnah said, Fechein Gimel Shehitilu Lekis, Pichsu, Ohosiru, Kach, Hayhein Chokin. Right, so you have three people who each invested in a business venture, and then the products go down in value or they go up in value. So they Kach, Hayhein Chokin. Hengchokin presumably means that they split things according to lefima osab, according to the amount that they invested, rather than just splitting the value equally. Depends how much each person invested. So the Gemara says Amar Shmuel Shnayim Sheitilu Lekis. So let's say it was two people who invested together, right? Zemanav and Zemasayim, right? So each one gives a different amount. One gives 100, one gives 200. Haschar le'emsa. So the profits are le'emsa. What do you mean le'emsa? Rashi says, chokin b'shaveh. Right? So that's not exactly, we'll have to see. So there it's a case of profits, right? And we're going to have to see the difference between profits and the value of the items going up or down. But here the profits, at least, are split equally. So Amar Rabba, Mistavra Milse de Shmuel, this idea of Shmuel makes sense, Bishor lecharisha ve'omid lecharisha. Right, that makes sense. If they purchased an animal, they purchased an ox to use it for plowing, and then it's still being used for that purpose. Rashi says, Shor lecharisha, shalakhu bahen shor lacharosh v'chorshimbo. They purchased an ox, the purpose of plowing, and that's what they're doing with it. Ve'in chelko shozeh mo'il below chelko shozeh, right? And the piece of, section of the shore doesn't work without the other person's section of the shore, right? Kolum. Hilka chokim b'shav, and that's why they split it equally, because the fact that I gave 200 and you gave 100 makes no difference. At the end of the day, you needed the full animal. So at the end of the day, if there becomes a profit from that, we're both absolutely necessary. The investment that each of us made was absolutely necessary, and that's why we split the profits equally. However, continues the Gemara, aval b'shor lecharisha v'omen l'tvicha. But let's say you purchased the shore for the purpose of plowing, right? And now it's going to be either it was shechted or it's going to be shechted. Zen nota lefima osav, zen nota lefima osav. So then you split the profits according to the investment. Why? Look, Rashi. Just continue that in that previous Rashi. Aval shor lecharisha v'shbiach b'basar v'shachtu. Let's say it went up in value. Right? The value of meat goes up. And they shechted it, zenot lefima osav. Why is sharei mit chalik le'ivarav? At that point, the animal now can be split up into its different pieces, right? Right? And therefore, neither section of the animal is needed, meaning my section is not needed for your section, right? And therefore, we don't just say the amount of my investment is equally as important as yours. It's not the same. Right, because if you invested 2/3 of the money, then 2/3 of the animal, right, really belongs to you, and my 1/3 is separate, and therefore they can be split up. Rashi just points out, right, continuing that Rashi in the next Rashi, v'had l'akar rishis metchan l'charisha rebus hashmina. Right, the fact that you shouldn't get confused by the fact that it was purchased for one reason and then used for a different reason. That doesn't really matter. Why the afagav de meikara the lemiflag b'shove, right? Even though initially their intention was to split it up equally, right? Nachos l'shutfus hashda deshvach bebasar v'shachtu who mischalik leivarav yitol ish lefimosav, right? So the fact they include that what it was originally, purchased for, doesn't really matter. It's more just like an added piece to recognize that even if they would have purchased it for a different reason. Right, they purchased it initially to be used for charisha, and now they split it up according to its avarim because they're selling because they shechted it. So even in that case, you're going to split it up with lefima osav according to the amount of the investment, the percentages. Fine, okay. So continues the Gemara. V'Rav Hamanuna Amar Afilu Shol Charisha Va'Omel Tvicha Aschar Lemsa. So Rav Hamanuna disagrees, and he says, "No, I don't care. I don't care that in the end of the day, you." You shechted it, and technically, the different amounts of the animal now have different amount of value, and they can be viewed separately. It doesn't make a difference. At the end of the day, you both invested, and there was a profit, and that profit should be split equally because you both invested in the animal. Okay, so it says the Gemara Meisivei. So Gemara tries to bring a rejection. Shnaim sheitil lekis zem manav zemasayim. Okay, similar case. Right, two people, or it sounds at this point the same case. Right, two people invested. One gave 100, one gave 200. Haschar leemsa. Right, the schar is split up. Right. So okay. So meaning if we say this haschar leemsa, so then what should be true? It sounds like right. So what does that sound like? Right, my lav b'sholach harisha v'omel latvicha. Right. I mean, isn't the case presumably the case where it was initially purchased for plowing and now it's being shechted v'tiyuv to the rabba? Right. And now that should be an attack on the opinion of rabba who says that in that case you split it up with himosav. Gemara says no, lo b'sholach harisha v'omel latvicha. Right. No, maybe that case just is that again you purchased it for harisha and you used it for harisha. Aval sholach harisha v'omel latvicha. My zendot alfi my zendot alfi ma'osav v'zendot alfi ma'osav. Right, there's meaning the fact that was the language of the case doesn't necessarily mean it's specifically in that scenario. Maybe there's a distinction to be made here whether it's omer lecharisha or if it's omer tivicha. Maybe that's the difference. So the Gemara says, well, wait a second. Atani seifa lakach zeh b'shalom. So the seifa of this tosefta continues lakach zeh b'shalom v'zeh b'shalom v'nis arvu zenot alefim osav v'zenot alefim osav. So what does it mean that each one takes b'shalom? So Rashi says lakach zeh b'shalom shvarim b'rim b'masayim. Let's say a person purchases healthy oxes with their 200 v'zeh b'shalom shvarim kichushim b'manor and the other one purchases weak ones with their money. Right? Zenot alefim osav. Rashi continues the shor kachush. If we bought two separate types of animals, right? So then they're gonna collect based on their investment because the type of investment was different, right? If I purchased a healthier animal and you purchased a weaker animal, so then they have different types of jobs, etc. Okay, so back in the Gemara. So if that's the end of this Tosefta, right? Each one purchases their own different animals, which have different, literally strengths and weaknesses, depending on what they bought, right? And you have different jobs to be able to do. And now they get nisarvu. What happens? And they get mixed together. We don't know whose is whose, right? So we say zenot alfima osav zenot alfima osav, right? If that's the and they get mixed in, so we still say they split according to their investment. Why? Because the investments were different. Right, what they were putting into it was a different, not just different amounts, but actually different quality. Okay, so if that's true, if that's what the case says, lift look for listening bidi day. So what should the Tosefta to say? But med vayim amurim, and what scenario? B'sholach harisha v'omle harisha, aber b'sholach harisha v'omle tivicha zedot l'fimosav zedot l'fimosav. And if this distinction is really true, right? If this distinction of between harisha, omer lecharisha, omer letivicha is really so important, so then why does this? And that's what the distinction was in the resha. And if you want to say the resha was no, we're only going to say, split it up 50-50, right? Even Stephen in a situation when it was omer lecharisha, but if it's omer letivicha, then you split it with Moshev. So then the sefer should have said that also. Just the same thing. And it doesn't say that. So if that doesn't say that, sounds like don't care. And maybe in both cases, you would split it up 50-50. So it says, Gemara, Hachanami Kamar, Bamed Varmamurim, Bisholech Harisha, Va'omid Lecharisha, Ava Bisholech Harisha, Va'omid Letivicha, Nasa Kamisha Lakach, Zeb Bishalo, Vizeb Bishalo. You know, that's right. That's what it should say, right? That it really is, right? Only in the scenario of Omid Lecharisha, but if it's Omid Letivicha, so then it's like someone who each one purchased their own, and they got mixed in. Zonot l'fimosav, zonot l'fimosav, right? That's how you should read the Tosefta, and therefore, you're right. And therefore, it's not an attack, but I could actually, this Tosefta becomes almost like a proof, I can make it at least consistent there in terms of that shita, that there will be a distinction. If it's purchased L'charisha, or it's omen l'charisha, then it's split 50-50. But if it's omen l'tvicha, then there's reason to be to split it up. Sorry, to split it according to the investment. Okay, fine. Tanan, right? And now we have a mission of it says, v'chein Shlosha Shitilu Lekis. And again, if I have three people who, and this is our Mishnah, right? Three people each invested together, right? Pichsu Ohosiru, or in the value of what they of their purchased items went down or went up. Kach Hein Chokin, right? So they split them like that. Like that meaning, presumably, how much they invested, presumably, right? Right? So that, again, that seems to, well, we'll see, have to see if we think this fits exactly or this is a tack back, right? My love, pichso pichso mamish, hosiru hosiru mamish, right? Is it not true, right, that they, it was literal, that they actually, that the values actually go up and go down, like Rashi, pichso pichso mamish, vikatani, kach hein chokin, lefi hamos, vityuvta deshmuel. Right, this seems to be an attack on, again, what Shmuel initially said, right? What was Shmuel's initial case? He said, and he was talking about, you know, he said that if these two people invest, right? What happens? The profits are always equal, right? So if this case, right, is really that the values here go up or down, and the point is that you split it again according to the investment, that seems to be, right, an attack on Shmuel. So Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Bar Avua, Lo Hosiro Zuze Chadati Pichsu Istira Ditsunisa. Okay, no, so it doesn't actually mean that the values went up or down per se. It's a little bit different than that. Rashi says Zuze Chadati literally means new money. So what do you mean? Look at Rashi. Zuze Chadati Shemetilin Zuzim Yeshanim V'Nasnu V'Nasu Behem Ad Shenasu Chadashim V'Yotzim Heim Behotza. Right. So what happened was they brought in like a new currency, basically, right? And they stopped using that old currency, and now, and they used it until it's like used up, and now they put in like a new currency. So the distinction is the following, but maybe you can help me with this a little bit. Right? The point is that if the actual it's not that the value of my, you know, whatever, ox went down, per se, right? The value of the ox is the same. But the money is, the money itself, the currency itself changes, right? And therefore, they're still going to split. So, like, there is a loss there in some ways, though, right? Does that make sense?
Are you talking about, like, on the exchange? Sell,
like the ox that they purchased has the same value, right? But the case here is that they actually have currency, right? And the currency is being like swapped out. Right? Look at the next case also. Rashi says istri did tunisa shenifsala hat mabeya. Right. So one of the cases is that the actual coins are now no longer in circulation, whatever you want to call it, right? Ve'ein yotzeis b'hotza. And you can't really use them. You couldn't now exchange them in the same way anymore, right? Umisha yeshlo maka bepisas raglo. Someone hurts their foot, right? Mitachas. They say the under part of their foot. Kosher mehem sham demalis lechaluda. Right. So they did who? So like they would like literally, if the coin's a big coin, so you'll use it as like a shoe. You'll use it to fill in the space on even a hole in your shoe. You'll use the coin for that purpose, right? Demaya le chaluda didhu v'tzursa didhu kiramina mesech Shabbos yotzin besela shalatzinis umefarish maitzinis bas ara. Right, there's like it can be used on the protect your foot from the ground. Right, so what's the point? The cave in the yeshnu ba'ayin. Right, since it's still there, I mean, it's not like it got lost. Right, the money was not lost. The money is still there. Right, so since the money is still be'en, it's still present. Nota kol echad kecheshbon shehitil. So what happens? Each person still gets lefi ma'osav, right? Ava impichsu mea o chamishim zuz. Right, but if the money would actually go down in value, or the item would go down in value, zemafsin mechzav zemechza shaschar vehefsed laemsa. Meaning that actual profit is split, but if the item itself loses value, then you split it lefi ma'osav. Does that sound correct?
I think it looks my person.
Yeah, I don't know what you guys think.
I think what he's saying is, and it's easier to see it in the first case than the second one, is that if there is any they're coming up with two cases where there's no profit or loss, and therefore that's why it's getting distributed proportionally to their investment. But had there been, had they incurred profit or loss, then it would have been Shabbat. It would have been equal. It's easier to see that in the first case.
It sounds like the asset, whatever that is, as it's generating profit or loss, that gets split one way. I don't remember if they said 50-50.
Profit and loss is 50-50.
But if they sell the asset, that goes back in proportion to their to their investment. They're like differentiating between income generation and the asset itself.
Okay.
The first case is talking about that it's just switching from one coin to another coin.
There's no profit or
change in the value.
There's no profit or loss.
There's no profit or loss at all.
Right. That it's easier in that first case.
But if you're just changing the coin, there's no change, then they don't, then there's got to be some change. What's the change?
Well, no, so the change is that the coin, it's like note 12 in our scope.
Yeah.
The partners put old coins into the business, and through trading, they now had new coins, which are easier to spend. Since the face value of the coins remains the same, each partner takes the amount that he puts into the business. But if the partners themselves actually generated a profit, the profit would be divided equally.
And so it's no different than the normal case, right? It's basically if it's profit, they're splitting it equally, and if it's getting rid of the asset, they're doing it based on.
So just the same way that the animal would be split up, if the animal is shechted, you split it up with Maosa because each thing
you're disposing of the asset.
You split it the way we invested it.
Correct.
But if it comes out with a profit, the profit ends up being the same.
And the second case though, the coins are they have a value, but the value is less than they were. Right. It's no longer.
Right. You're saying once swapping currency.
The way you can use it for is to plug up your shoe.
You can't use it
a lot less.
Right. As opposed to a coin that just can't be used as easily.
Right.
If I bring American dollars, let's just say, like to Israel, right? So like that's more annoying and more difficult to use than having the shekel bills.
Right.
Right. So that's a more, that's just less, it's less valuable because there's some tircha involved in using it.
Right.
Right. As opposed to the second case where it actually sort of has no
old Israeli lira, which aren't worth anything.
And you can use them for a necklace or whatever.
Right.
Right. Right. But they still have some value, but the value actually goes down.
Right.
Right. Okay.
What I find a little helpful to understanding this whole thing is actually the note 5.
Yeah.
In our article where he's explaining, like in other words, you would have thought that partners put capital accounts in a partnership is that somebody invests more than you would have thought it's going to get allocated proportionally. Somebody put in, for let's say the total investment is 100. Somebody put in 60. Somebody put in 40. You would allocate things proportionally,
right? Profit.
Profit.
60-40
right.
In allocation with what you put in.
Right.
And so what this note is explaining is that since partners, that what's going on in these cases is that since partners usually stipulate at the outset.
And they didn't.
Practical thing. Right, exactly. Like that's always the case. Every time you will.
It's usually done. The profits are usually also allocated according to the investment. The fact that they didn't stipulate it, now we split it 50-50. Right. So that meaning, even though that would still be the typical case, the question is, what happens when you don't say that? Right. You don't stipulate it. So then, since I'm equally necessary, the person can. I guess the point is that person can argue like, what do you mean? Without me, you would have nothing.
Right.
So how can you take 60% and I take 40%? But once if you don't stipulate it, it goes mechza mechza for the profit. But if it's just in terms of splitting up the asset, there it's obvious that you don't have to stipulate that you split it up based on the investment.
Right. And he quotes the Meiri, an explanation of the Rashi. I think as a practical matter, like whenever you get partners in a partnership, that's going to be the most important thing.
Right. That's always the question.
Capital accounts in a
partnership agreement. How much is the profit? How do you allocate the profits?
Which strikes me as odd because they seem to always bend over backwards to make sure that everybody's treated, I'm going to use the word fairly.
Right.
Otherwise, they won't enter into business arrangements. So if they didn't specify it up front, you think they would say no. The intention always is
right, that way. Right, right. Here the point is if you haven't stipulated it, what do we assume if you didn't stipulate it? But you would have said the expectation would be proportional.
And it could be like in Tarnum's point that like in certain, so this is all governed by a statute. Every state has its own statute that governs like partnership, and it could be that the default would be proportional for Arnold's reason. I don't know, particular state. It could be Adel Havdel.
Right.
Clearly, that's the difference between the Torah. The Torah has this like ethical, overlay that if you didn't,
that
law doesn't have.
But wait, but I wonder, and I'm not sure, but I wonder if it's part of the point the way I said it before that since it's always when you don't stipulate, the question always becomes like, what could the person argue? Right? It's always when you look at it, like, he could say, wait a second, right? And that's because that argument of, what do you mean? But you need me equally, in a certain sense, that kind of over, that because we could always go back to what he could taina, if it's not stipulated differently, that's what we go back to.
The rabbis argue that that's why the Torah system is paramount.
Right.
It's better. That's where you're right.
Okay. Was that how this connects to the earlier part of the Mishnah? This became a b'chein. Similarly, right, we talked about the three women.
The proportional, right.
They're all proportionally in, but they're all collecting, when there's it's a matter of collecting from the asset versus collecting profit, right? So they're not.
Oh, that's interesting.
So is it like, is that how, because
they were splitting up the asset.
Right.
The difference is that they didn't invest. They right. The difference is that they were promised a certain amount. Right. And it's not really a proportional amount either, because it's not like he didn't say, I have 600 mos and here we go. I'm going to split it up 300, 200, 100. But yeah, that's part of the question about the v'chein anyways, that the v'chein isn't really.
Right. What is the v'chein?
It's not really true.
Right.
Right. And that was part of the Rashi doesn't say
the woman say the only way that she gets, I guess, that changed amount is if she says ahead of time she's foregoing her percentage for the first person. So she's actually saying something. Versus if she doesn't say something, then we look at it in a different
way. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
And the difference in the Ksuvos case, right, the ratio stuff is there are liens there. Like, right. That's not the case in a partnership, right? So you have to.
Well, I mean, again, remember, that's what we pointed out the first day about Tosfos, that Tosfos the Chayin Shtosh Sheitil Lekis, and Tosfos says, Lo Have Mamish Dumya, the ratio. It's not really exactly the same, right? Right? Meaning that's part of the, depends on your investment, and that's exactly why it's not the same. It's similar, because everyone's claiming on a certain pot,
right.
But it's not really the same, because. There will be these distinctions, presumably.
But I think if you look at how much each woman was supposed to get, you look at it like an investment, even though we're saying it's not an investment. But we're saying in the first 100, they still split it equally, even though there was a more of an investment for the 300 women.
And that's the basic assumption about how you go, unless there's something stipulated, is the same.
Yeah.
Hear that?
That's
an interesting point.
Right.
That. The whole point we're making here is that usually it goes according to the amount you invested, right? But because you didn't stipulate it, we say, well, each person has an equal claim in a certain sense, right? It, for different reasons. So I think the point is that what Adam's saying is that similarly in both cases, unless you stipulate, you would assume in both cases it would go proportional, but unless you stipulate it, right, that is an expectation of splitting equally. Maybe that part is v'chei. Yeah, good.
That could be the game theory that you were saying. That's the common.
I know you don't talk about game theory.
That's
what game theory is all about.
In a certain way, like it's coming up with economically, mathematically, a way to explain for why exactly in that situation it's getting divided that way, and it's consistent throughout.
So interesting. Okay, there you go. All right, fine. All right, you know what? So we'll stop here, and we'll begin with the mission next week. Okay.